Thank you very much. It's for me a pleasure to be here and to explain what SAECA is doing, and especially its role in the execution of the financial instrument. Next slide, please. Thank you. Well, the SAECA is the acronym for State Agricultural Guarantee Institution. This is a public body, it's a public company. And 100% of its capital is divided into the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Tax Affairs. So it's totally public. But because of its specialty, it's a company that is under the umbrella of the Ministry of Agriculture. This means that it's a tool by the ministry to achieve goals. And at the same time, the activity of SAECA is linked and guided by the ministry. And next slide, please. All right, following with SAECA, the main goal is very much linked to the financial instrument. We have the granting of collaterals and guarantees, deposits for any legal or natural persons that are linked to financing activities to create, preserve, or improve forestry, agriculture, livestock, or fisheries, or in general, any activity that may improve the rural areas. Always taking into account that we have demands by SMEs, small and medium businessmen or farmers, and associations. So we are entirely devoted to the agricultural world, to the rural sector, to the fisheries sector, and all the guarantees that we grant are always related to investments or working capital needs for financing in the agricultural sector. Next, please. Next, please. All right, SAECA, the State Agricultural Guarantee Institution, has several pillars for work. It has a line for guarantees in order to carry out investments and working capital in the agricultural sector that would affect any kind of activity related to this sector and that would benefit this sector. And at the same time, it enables and facilitates the fractioning of the payment of the insurance policy. There's a line that has been created in order to access the insurance policy. Because in many cases it is a very high amount because of the amount that is insured, and that's why there's a new line created. And there's one for two projects that are related to water user associations, and these are very relevant investments that sometimes need guarantees that they cannot provide because they are water user associations. So this all makes us in SAECA to be perfectly specialized, know the sector very well, and we are present in all the Spanish territory and knows perfectly well how the professionals in the agricultural sector work. We've been working with them for many years, and our database makes us be a very interesting company to collaborate with. Next, please. All right, now focusing on the financial instrument, SAECA is an institution collaborating with the ministry in managing the financial instrument. This means we are here, we provide our knowledge, our know-how, and the management of guarantees in the rural world with the ministry. And as we are a tool by the ministry, they can use us, they can use our institution in order to implement to the best way possible and with the biggest guarantees possible this financial instrument. Next, please. Now, the financial instrument, as it was said before, is a monetary fund, which is part of the rural development programs, and the final purpose is to facilitating access to financing for farmers at a point where they clearly need it, and when sometimes they can have great difficulties, as I've heard in previous interventions, because of our current situation. I totally agree. The role of SAECA is managing the collaterals in the investment projects, the investments for working capital, and in case of non-performing or in case of default, we manage the fund in order to pay on behalf of the managing authority and the ministry, and we also process all the recovery processes that are related to non-payments. So we analyze operations and we come to the end of the chain, because we can end up with the credit when the credit is over, it reaches to maturity. Or in the case when there's a default, SAECA will continue to be present in all the procedures to manage this default. Next, please. SAECA is part of the agreements that were signed up, which are still pending to be implemented, for a liaison between the ministry and the autonomous communities. There's a group between the three institutions, and together with the financial institutions, compose the main pillars of the whole instrument, the financial instrument. Next, please. Well, this slide, well, probably you can't see it very well, but the main idea is to explain, I will try to do it orally, how, what is the process to apply for a loan, and what is SAECA's role. We can all, it all starts with a farmer, of course, because there's a need for financing. So the farmer goes to the financial institution to apply for a credit or a loan, and to apply for a guarantee for the financial instrument. This financial institution already has a relation with SAECA. They come into our website to get the form to authorize the financial instrument, and the financial institution gathers all necessary data. Once all this data is gathered, the financial institution will send it to SAECA together with a form when it's filled in, and SAECA will carry out an analysis. This analysis is very important because it's part of a report that will be issued by SAECA. What do we analyze here? When we receive an application to participate in a financial instrument, well, we analyze elements which are very important, such as whether the farmer has an agricultural insurance policy, whether there's a guarantee. We also check with the Bank of Spain what is their credit history, what is the default situation, if the case may be. And we also check the databases we have in SAECA, and they've been there for many years, and we've been guaranteeing in the rural world, so we have a deep knowledge and deep information about the capacity for repayment, etc. With all this information, in SAECA there's a committee that comes together, and we have the management, the risk department, legal counseling. They all meet together, they analyze the information, and they issue a kind of authorization or report, which may be based on this information, either viable or non-viable. This report is sent to the Ministry of Agriculture, as well as to the autonomous region, that would be part of the whole file or record for the application of the loan or access to guarantee, access or rejection, if the case may be. It's important to say that this report is preceptive, but it's not binding. So this means we are going to provide our experience, our knowledge about the case. We're going to analyze the case and we convey our knowledge to other authorities who will then make the decision, which is the autonomous region, the ministry, and the financial institution or bank. So this analysis, we work in other lines with financial institutions. They know SAECA, of course, and they know that our databases and our analysis are quite thorough and are a kind of guarantee, so to speak. Next slide, please. All right, now we move on to the next step where we have the participation of SAECA. Once SAECA has issued the report that I was mentioning before, after the analysis, it is sent to the managing authorities. They continue processing the case and they may decide with this report to either enter into the loan with the financial instrument, and they send SAECA the corresponding authorization. SAECA queries, sends a query to the ministry to check that everything is in order, everything is fine. And once all the authorizations are gathered from the autonomous region and the Ministry of Agriculture, SAECA is in close coordination with the financial institution in order to sign up on the same day where they sign up the loan. They sign up the guarantee. They enter into the guarantee. Once everything is signed up, the loan is ready to start for either working capital or whatever it is. It may just start as usual, and we move on to the next step, which would be the follow-up or monitoring of the payments. Next, please. SAECA, together with the financial institution, monitors very closely the loan once it's entered into. I don't know what to be repeating over and over, but I do insist that I speak, I always say that we are an instrument in the Ministry of Agriculture. What does this mean? This means that every step we take during the process is always linked to a prior authorization and monitoring by the ministry, because we are under the umbrella of the ministry. We manage the accounts, we manage the guarantees, every movement in the accounts, any payment we may do to the financial institutions in case of non-performing loans and collections. Everything is within a circuit where the Ministry of Agriculture is always informed and updated, and we always have the corresponding authorization. So now with our relation with the financial institution, every 15 days we receive information about non-performing loans, about defaults. So we receive this information and we automatically start in our recovery area. Our recovery area will start moving and our legal department will also start working. Before going to trial, before going to the courts, we try to contact with the debtor so that they can repay their debt. We use any kind of methods. We either phone them, we send a bureau fax, we send emails, we start to prepare the operations so that we avoid going to the court. If after 90 days it is not paid, then we will go to court. This file would stop being under the area of recoveries, But it will move to the legal department, who will then be in charge of all the court proceedings and legal operations that are needed to recover the non-performing loan. Once we get the money, we bring the money into the fund where it came out to avoid any kind of loss, so that it is just repaid. Next slide, please. These are the data we have as of today. SAECA has been working with the financial instrument for 1.5 years. As you can see, these data are quite impressive, I would say, because taking into account this 1.5 years, we speak about the amount of the operations is the feasible operations declared by SAECA. The number of non-viable operations were just 26 versus more than 700 viable operations. The loans or operations that were entered into had an amount of more than 53 million euros. So our vision is that the financial instrument is a very, very useful tool for the agricultural sector. We work in the world of guarantees for the agricultural sector for many years, and we see it is really very welcome amongst the professionals in this sector because it is really very useful. Thank you so much.